Why are car sales holding up so well?
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve kicks off a meeting today in Washington, and when policymakers come out with their statement at the end of the meeting tomorrow, everyone's going to be waiting to see if more economic stimulus is on the way. The economy hasn't been performing up to expectations recently in almost every category. Corporate earnings, consumer spending, jobs, housing, car sales. Well, actually, for some reason, car sales have been doing okay. And as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, that's not so much because of what's happening at the dealerships. It's more about what's happening at the banks.
When banks froze lending in late 2008, it threw a huge monkey wrench into the car selling business. Debbie Crum is financing manager at Snethkamp Chrysler in Redford, Michigan. She says even customers with spotless credit couldn't land a lease or loan. Today, credit has eased to the point that most applications are stamped approved.
Instead of finding a way not to buy the deal, they're finding a way to put a deal together.
And if you do have that spotless credit, the banks and the dealers really want your business. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com.
0.9, 2.9, they're not uncommon rates.
Even the subprime car loan business is booming, says Krebs, although people with seriously dented credit scores will pay a premium, up to 10% interest for a loan. Dealers say it's not a return to the bad old days of automatic rubber stamping. So sorry, no job, no loan. I'm Tracy Samilton for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up more than 1% in Hong Kong, up 0.5% right now in Frankfurt. There is a massive power failure going on this morning in India. 600 million people are without power just a day after a similar power outage there. Officials are looking into the cause, but there are concerns about whether India's rapid economic growth has outpaced its ability to update its electricity infrastructure. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell just 2 points to close at 13,073.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Yesterday on the show, as part of our coverage of wealth and poverty issues, we spoke with President Obama's former top economic advisor, Larry Summers. We talked about inequality, which is an issue that's become central to the presidential race this year. Summers told us the government has a responsibility to make sure that everyone in this country at least has an opportunity to succeed.
The market left to its own devices is not going to help those least fortunate communities provide decent public education. There's much that government needs to do to create more equal opportunity.
Well, that is one view. For another, we're joined by Arthur Brooks. He's the president of the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, yesterday, Larry Summers told us that the discussion really needs to be reframed from inequality of income to inequality of opportunity. What do you think about that?
I agree. And even more than that, we need to largely abandon the whole idea of inequality of economic outcome and talk about mobility in America, because that's the real issue. That's what people care about. People are not worried about inequality at all, as long as they feel there's sufficient opportunity to rise, as long as they think that there's mobility in the economy. And that seems to be what people are starting to doubt quite a bit.
Well, what do you think needs to be done to make sure that people have the equality of opportunity that you would like right now?
Well, the one thing that we don't do is by wasting our time by talking about simply how we can redistribute more money from people at the top simply because they have more money. And that seems to be largely what's going on in America today. We can think of the United States as an apartment building where people at the top floor are doing very well. People in the bottom are seeing flooding. The trouble is that the elevator doesn't work very well. And we have a president and an administration that seems most content to be throwing rocks at the top floor. Well, that doesn't do anything to help the elevator. And that's a metaphor that's rather apt, I think.
The way that you say that, it sounds like you think that there's a possibility that we can reach a point that nobody lives on the bottom floor.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people who live in the bottom floor should always have access to the ability to rise. And I think that the responsibility of people in positions of political power should be not simply to try to redistribute more from the top, but rather find more ways to help people get out of their economic situation.
Well, do you think then that the government should ensure that everybody has access to going to university?
We spend tons of time talking about college, and college is indeed important. But first, let's talk about primary and secondary education. The truth of the matter is that we're spending multiples per kid in real dollar terms compared to what we were spending decades ago, and arguably getting worse student outcomes. We got to ask ourselves what's going on in this country, primarily because that affects the bottom 20% of the income distribution.
We've talked about the government. What about the free market? What should they be doing to make sure that more people have the ability to succeed in this country?
Well, the free market is exceptionally adroit at doing just that when it goes largely unimpeded. The problem is that today, the free market is not allowed to help the poor in lots and lots of ways. If you go back 100 years or even 50 years, you find that the ability of people in the bottom 20% of the income distribution to be entrepreneurs was much higher than it is today. There were fewer regulatory barriers to starting businesses. There were fewer punitive tax barriers to starting businesses. The free market is great at creating opportunity. It's generally speaking the state that gets in the way of the free market such that the poor really can lift themselves up.
So you think that too much regulation is making it impossible for the free market to help the poor in the way that it could?
I think it's hurting a lot, and it's not hurting everybody. I think it's disproportionately hurting the people at the bottom. And that's the real moral problem that we should all have with the system that gets more and more complex.
Arthur Brooks is president of the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And finally, food prices are on the rise, and the BBC has played out the consequences for what we are going to eat 20 years from now. You ready? Insects will be a big part of our diets. Apparently, they're very high in protein and nutrients. And if you want to go vegetarian, can I interest you in some algae? Scientists say with 10,000 different types of seaweed in the world, there's sure to be one that'll fit your tastes. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.